We are talking today with Erica Rosasenko at the Livestock Market Info Center. Erica, what is this choice and select boxed beef prices have steadily been getting farther apart over the last several months? So what has been driving this trend?
Well, we've seen the choice and select spread, the difference between choice beef and select beef wholesale prices, widen quite significantly since about August. We have seen over the last couple of years an increase in the overall amount of choice beef available relative to select, whether that is a result of production practices, or we also had some changing going on in the grading procedures by USDA. But more recently, much of the widening of the choice to select spread has been attributed to Walmart coming into the market and now officially announcing that they're offering choice beef product in their stores.
The media is focusing on Walmart stepping in and declaring they will be selling choice beef in their supermarkets. Is it fair to say that we will have an impact?
More likely in the short term, and that's what we're seeing in the choice to select spread right now. We've seen that widening, and most of that is attributed to the fact that choice beef relative to select beef prices have increased. In fact, at the beginning of October, choice beef prices were in the low 170 range, and by as of last week, they were in the high 180 range. So that's quite a significant increase. That spread was peaked at a little over $18 at the end of October, softened some last week, and that's probably the market now adjusting. In the short term, see a higher value for choice prices, probably seeing a mix of demand with Walmart stepping in. They do need to keep that constant supply of choice beef. Going to see that uptick on price, a little bit of premium for choice because we've seen that demand mix change, more demand coming from sectors such as Walmart for this choice product relative to select. But over time, as the industry adjusts, the market adjusts, probably going to see this fade through. And again, over time, as I mentioned, we have seen the amount of choice relative to select increase. So we may see select beef prices increase here in the long term for that market that still wants to maintain select product and the amount available isn't as readily available. But more so in the short term, and versus the long term.
With the choice price so much higher than the select price, what is the market telling cattle producers?
Well, the market right now with choice prices being higher than select, and as I mentioned earlier, in the last week here, we did see that difference decline slightly as the market's adjusting. It is sending price signals to producers that if you are producing cattle that meet that choice market, you're going to receive some sort of premium here because that demand mix has changed more for choice relative to select. Whether that's all attributed to Walmart in the short term right now, probably yes. Long term, we'll have to see how the market plays out. But it is sending a price signal down to say choice beef right now isn't a demand relative to select. We do need to supply more beef. But as producers supply more choice beef, the market adapts, that price signal will probably diminish over time.
With the tighter numbers of cattle facing the industry, will choice carcasses see an even bigger premium in the next year or so?
That's a difficult one to answer, particularly as we have quite a bit of uncertainty in the markets right now with the economy and how that's impacting consumer demand. We have record high retail beef prices, choice prices coming at a higher price relative to select. Overall, the tighter cattle supply will support prices going through into next year. How much that premium is going to remain at this point in time is a little bit questionable, and we'll have to see how it plays out.